Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today at the Maccas League Week 2 Finals press call is Woodville West Torrens coach Michael Godden. Godsey, you have been champing at the bit for a week. You obviously had to cool the heels and have a week's rest, but no doubt itching to get into the second semi against Port on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. I think you earn the right to finish top. You get that rest, and our team's really needed that this year. We've struggled with our injuries, and finally, I think we're going to be nearly a full book, which is other than Angus Rowntree, obviously, who did an ACL. But the players have trained really well during the week, and very excited to play against the Maggies.
I was going to ask you about the injury front. Obviously, the one that was probably the most high profile was Paul Stewart with that broken thumb. He's on track to play.
Yeah, it's been plated, so from what I understand, that'll really withstand anything. So it's really just a comfort thing for him now. So he'll train fully tomorrow night, and we expect him to play. There's no risk or anything that it's going to get hit. So at this point, he should be fine to go.
Just on the topic of Stewie, I know you've played Port Adelaide a couple of times since he's been back at the club, but can he provide a little bit more insight in terms of what to expect from the opposition, given he had been there for so long?
Yeah, probably. He probably can't tell us much more than we already know. We've played them twice this year, and we've had a good look at them, and we understand the way they play. They understand the way we play. That's what finals footy is. There's no secrets. Mm-hmm. But I guess from an individual standpoint, he might be able to help the defenders with their forwards a little bit, but it's not something that I've really seeked out at this point.
The week off, how did you approach it, mate?
Just a normal week, so we just trained as if we were playing a game, and then on Saturday we had a really good hit out. We played about 13 aside, three quarter ground, full contact game for an hour, so a bit over an hour. So yeah, had a really good hit out. The players, we'd had no injuries, which was the most important thing, and they came out with a good blowout, which is what you need.
With that, do you test any, obviously you're saying 13 on the ground, how do you go in terms of your match setups? How do you sort of vary things with that?
Yeah, it's actually quite difficult. It's the first time I've had to do that with, because we haven't had our reserves. We don't have our reserves this year. So, yeah, it actually worked really well. We just shrunk the ground down to about 75% size. So it was equivalent space for the players. So their spatial awareness work and all that was important. But, yeah, our structures, I mean, they've been doing the structures all year. So there wasn't much we had to work on at this point because we didn't know who we were going to play. So it was more about just having a really good hit out.
Your form going in, obviously not ideal, hasn't been a great lead-in, been a bit patchy. How do you address that, or do you try and wipe it clean and just say fresh start?
Yeah, fresh start, definitely, because we, finals are played slightly different. We can pretend it's the same as any other game, but it's not. There's a big prize at the end of it. So we've tried to play a brand of footy all year that we believe will win finals football. We've made a couple of adjustments since the last season. So we've done that predominantly all year. We tried some other things through that last month, and a lot didn't work. So it hasn't been a perfect lead-in, but I think if we get the win on Sunday, then all those games become irrelevant.
The ruck selection, obviously a big dilemma there for you, or maybe not, if you decide to take both in, but Jordan West and Mark Bolholm, it's a nice problem to have.
Finally, yeah, it's nice to have a problem with selection, so that one's going to keep me up at night, whether we go the double ruck or whether we go the single, and then who that is a real challenge, but that's what I'm paid for, I suppose, to make the right decision, and someone's potentially going to be unlucky, or they both get a game.
Outside of that, do you make any other major moves at selection?
Now, there could be. We've had some players with a little bit of form struggle, and we've had some players in the reserves that played really well the last few weeks, so with a full list coming back, it means there will be some unlucky players, I would imagine, but there could be some changes, but we won't go too far away from what we've done all year.
Who are some of those guys in the twos that are pushing their name up?
I think players like Ethan Haylock has been really good. We brought Jake Comantigiani back in the other day. We've got some options. Obviously, we've got Mark Bolholm, Paul Stewart. He's going to be available. So there's Reece Woods, Jake Westbrook have all been playing good footy in the reserves. So there are some options, and just got to make the right call.
You talk about the opposition now. You know who it is in Port Adelaide. What are you expecting?
pretty fierce competitive team, aren't they? They're sort of drawing on their old Port ways and playing the Port Adelaide way, and that's exciting for us because we want to play them at full strength, and that's what we want to play every team. And depending on what happens on Saturday night, I guess we'll be determined how that happens. But we've just got to play the best football we can, and we can control a little bit what Port do, but ultimately if we win the footy, then we'll play the game on our terms.
Take a bit of out of the qualifying final in that if Port do jump you, we saw that it is possible. Sturt really did ground their way back into the contest and almost pulled off a great win.
Yeah, they did. They were right back in the contest. I thought anyone would have been thinking it could have been a 100-point blowout there at one stage, but Sturt were outstanding in the back end of that game and changed the way they played a little bit and brought the game back back to within a few points, and as you say, could have won it. So yeah, there's certainly, I guess, a little bit for us and a little bit for them as well, that they know that teams can come back at them.
Well, Godsey, thank you very much for your time today on Sample Radio. Wish you all the best for the second semi-final against Port Adelaide here at the Adelaide Oval from 3:10 p.m. on Sunday.
Excellent, Zach. Thank you.